Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're not drunk, ladies and gentlemen, get ready to get drunked up. Let's do it. LMFAO, you know it. LeJohn, yeah. All of the alcoholics, we want, let's go. Hey.
Welcome in. Midday show, 92.9 The Game.
Why not?
This is one of those songs.
Why not?
And it's not like even this song. It's just any song that gets me irrationally hyped. Like, just as soon as it drops. And not that, like, you want to fight, but, like, these are the songs you got to be careful about having on your running mix because you'll lose your pace. But you just can't.
I got you.
You start right. Running and you go faster and faster as you get more amped.
Right.
That's, well, not exactly where I was expecting you to go.
I mean, there are other.
I was thinking, like,
there are other parallels.
That's what I'm thinking about, your other parallel. Like, when this song comes on, it's usually you're at a Vegas pool party, and there, you know, there's bottles flying, there's ladies dancing. That's my first thought. Your first damn thought was your running mix.
Yeah, I wouldn't have it on my running mix. It would make me want to veer off of the trail and go to the bar.
You know what I'm saying? He got it on his damn running mix. Me and Bo, we talking about a pool party.
I was thinking it was going to – you play that song, it makes me want to go start drinking at 2:30.
Anything makes me want to start drinking. What about
the pool party version, Bo?
I can get the pool party version.
Okay, my version. My version sounds much more fun. Right?
We got to watch for expletives, though. That doesn't necessarily mean that there's a clean version of the pool party version.
Damn. Y'all are just... Y'all
that was bigger buzzkill than mine.
Y'all aren't even rolling with me right now, man. It's just...
I don't know.
Day-Day's rolling with me.
The thing with the running mix and being careful came up last night. Because during the show I was hosting last night, I do this thing called the PM Power Rankings. And I had to rank my top five guilty pleasure songs.
Guilty pleasure songs?
Yeah. Here's the problem with, like, the idea.
Hold the hell on. Guilty pleasure song.
Yeah.
Do I want to hear this?
Do you what?
Do I need to hear this?
My guilty pleasure list?
Maybe.
You want the honorable mentions first, or?
Just give me your list, dog.
Well. I gotta look it up. I mean, what happened? It started with, like, what makes a song a guilty pleasure song?
Yeah,
I think, and here's where I don't think I have any, is because we kind of came up with the idea that a guilty pleasure song is, like, maybe a song you're ashamed to have your friends know that you like.
All
right?
Okay. I'm way over there. Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, are you sitting in the car?
You just focused on the word pleasure,
yeah,
didn't
I did.
You? That's what happened with you. You just lost the plot entirely.
I did. Oh, so, like, making my way downtown and all that kind of stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
My thing is, I'm not ashamed of any of the songs I like. Like, none of them.
Nor you should be, Abe.
I don't think anyone should be. To be honest, I don't think anyone should be.
I agree with you. I got no problem with it. But how you said it, I was like, well, yes, all I heard was pleasure part. If you like what you like, you want to sing what you're saying.
I don't need to defend it.
But there's certain things.
Or
like,
hide it.
Me, there's certain things that I ain't going to listen to. All right, because I'm just me. It ain't no guilty pleasure. I ain't listen to it.
I see
partners rocking to it. My boys, they be bobbing their head to it. I don't get hyped to no
There's
sexy.
There's not one.
I don't get hyped to Sexy Red, but I see plenty of cats that do be bumping to her. I don't get hyped to her.
There's not one song you enjoy that you're like, man, I don't know if I can let my bros know that I dig this song.
No.
There's not one?
No. But yeah, like.
No. I just don't care. I'll tell you straight up the songs that I enjoy.
Okay.
So,
but yeah.
I mean, I had Celine Dion out there.
There's not wrong with Celine Dion.
Kesha out there.
I don't know who that
Olivia
is.
Rodrigo.
Don't know who
stuff.
That is. But no, like there's certain like. Like
Kelly Clarkson.
Like, if you're singing, what's the song, My Goodies? One of my boys ain't singing that part, we singing it's too damn hot. That's what we singing. We ain't singing the other part.
Background vocals.
You know what I'm saying? That's us, though. We're going to do the background vocals, all right? But I mean, you can listen to who you want to listen to. But that's what I'm saying. Like my boys, they like my. When I say my boys, my sons.
Yeah.
They like that. I don't vibe to it. You know what I mean? That's just me. You know, the only woman that ever got me hyped in music was Mia X, Gangsta Boo.
There you go.
That's it.
Never a better two
because,
than
like, yeah, because like Mia X and Gangsta Boo had them sound like they gonna shank you. This new stuff, I don't. Yeah, whatever. That new hooky booky. I don't get it. But it is what it is.
All right, the second hour here brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. It is noon. We head into the NFL. No huddle. You forget that part?
Right now.
Bo, we struggling? I saw him look up with those the fear of God in his eyes. Wait, what? Oh, that's all right. A couple things going on today. You're not overly amused by said comment here, but Tom Brady was on there on a podcast talking about the potential that, he could come back at some point and play this year.
We get it. You're 100% retired.
Yes.
Let's say one day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots. Somebody. Raiders could be. You never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're gonna let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always gonna be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
First of all, out of all that, I love the owner flex though. I love the owner flex. If you're an owner, I love the owner.
Well, realistically, that is
but I like the flex though.
Yeah.
Like the flex, but whatever. Really, Tom, you got go do all right. Because one thing I'm tired of Tom doing is like making my boy Gio keep going back and forth. All right, Greg Olsen. All right, if you're gonna go. All right, go play football. Let Greg get the number one spot, which he rightfully deserves. All right, but if not, whatever, man. I'm not stunt Tom. But the thing about it is, because Tom Brady just said that, we got to talk about it.
Let's say. The Texans are rolling through it, and C.J. Stroud gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is Tom Brady even being considered at this point still?
If people were still calling Brett Favre and Phillip and all them guys, yes, Tom's going to get called.
Okay.
Yes, Tom's going to get a call. Yes, I have no doubt about it.
If the Falcons are 10-3,
mm-hmm.
Week 14, Week mm-hmm. 15, mm-hmm. and Kirk Cousins go down.
Mm-hmm.
Should we give him a call?
Hell yeah. He better than Heineke. We seen what he do. We good. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm almost.
Well, we're going to draft Penix in the second round, right?
With all of the backup quarterbacks that we talked about this season, Abe, that started games this year, I'm pretty sure some of those teams reached out to Tom Brady. I'm positive. I'm positive some of those teams have reached out to him. Now, was it
the thing is, you got to be like in that real contender. You can't be.
What I'm saying is, some of those teams that probably made friends play, like the Browns, probably that reached out.
Yeah.
You know, these teams like that, they were on backup quarterbacks, they were on the fringe. Yeah, I'm sure they reached out to Tom. No doubt about it.
Bro, Flacco had a ride, and then he threw the interception.
God.
I was laughing.
And it was so funny, Abe, because that interception was so early, the one Joe Flacco threw. It was early, and it was off when you're like, are they finna get smoked?
Who, now I'm confusing. Did Dak throw back-to-back pick sixes? Like that was one of the. It's got to be one of my favorite moments of the NFL season. Just watching that. Okay, so the Browns and Nick Chubb agreed to a reworked deal.
I like it.
Salary hit reduced by $10 million. The incentive laden thing. From a player perspective, I understand why. Like, no, that's not the path forward.
No.
I've always felt like there should be more players accepting of that, but I understand why not.
Well, I think because you don't know how things can go. You don't know what kind of game you're going to be on.
Which quarterback goes down to your receiver. You can't have that hurt your incentives.
Are we in a game where we got to throw the ball a lot? It's so many different things that go into incentive-laden contracts when you are a ball-dependent player.
this is about sticking with the team he wants to stick with. Yes. That's the main reason he did this. He understands the injury aspects of this and all that. But mostly he agrees to this deal because he wants to stick with the team that he's been with. He also believes in himself, and you can certainly see why. I mean, if he comes back anywhere close to what he was, he will be the number one running back in the NFL.
Yeah, he's a special player, man. I think the one thing about Chubby is that he's going to work his butt off to get back to where he needs to be.
Yeah.
Abe, he's
a freak, man.
That was a devastating knee injury.
Yeah.
He's a workout freak. He's
man.
A workout freak. I'm sure he's already squatting 500 pounds on that knee up there in Cedar Town in the Nick Chubb weight room or something. But, I think it was just a good deal for both of them. Because that was my thing coming into this offseason was one of those things was about the Browns and Nick Chubb. Because him coming off the injury, how would they handle it? And they handled it well.
The NFL has announced 13 prospects have accepted invites to attend the NFL draft. You got a trio of quarterbacks.
Yes.
Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams.
Uh-huh.
You got a quadrant of receivers. Four-pack, whatever you want to call it. Marvin Harrison, Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr.
Really? Okay.
In that one as right. well. And then I just grouped a bunch of guys together, the others. Tarian Arnold, J.C. Latham, also from Alabama.
Okay.
Laiatu Latu, Quinyon Mitchell. Okay. Darius Robinson's a pass rusher out of Missouri, seems to be jumping up boards. I don't know what's going on there. Okay. And then Dallas Turner is going to be there. So if the Falcons sit there at 8 and take him, he'll be right there. Brock Bowers was invited. One other player also invited alongside Brock Bowers. They declined.
Mm-hmm.
And then J.J. McCarthy just never responded.
Well, I mean, the thing with J.J. is that
– did that send him down draft boards? Didn't respond?
If I was J.J., I'd probably stay at home, too. Well, I mean, most of these dudes, I'd probably just, chill at the house with the family and everything. But it is a unbelievable honor to be up there. It's always funny when you talk to guys who's been up there about the whole experience and everything of being there for the draft and everything.
Who was the quarterback a couple years ago that they're like, he might go one, and then he just fell all the way down boards? It was a couple years ago. That's why J.J. McCarthy's not going.
Yeah, I'm
going to go. I don't know if you could believe the hype that he's going to go in the top 10. He still might, but it's just tough to believe.
You never know.
And one last thing, the Packers complaining about a week one travel issue. They got announced as the opponent for the Eagles in Brazil.
Yes.
They're complaining they're not going to be able to fly direct. We might have to bus two hours to Milwaukee.
I'm just telling you something right now. Them cheeseheads, the cheeseheads, Bert, the cheesehead guy from Wisconsin, and Sal from Philly, don't be playing around down there. Don't go down there with the cheeseheads and all that stuff being down there with them folks. That's all I'm going to say. I've been there. Don't play around.
All right,
go down there drunk thinking that cheesehead going to save you from one of them ones. Your ass be, hemmed up. That's all I'm going to say.
I don't know. You could just miss me with the travel's so difficult. You're
whatever.
An NFL team. Whatever.
They're fine.
Yeah, I'm not bothered by it. We're gonna stick with the NFL here in a couple of moments. We're talking about the Falcons at number 8 and what they could do. They're kind of a wild card, but they're certainly not the only wild card in the NFL draft. 1 and 2 seem to be set. I don't know what's going on really anywhere beyond that. So we're gonna talk about that. It is the Midday Show. Randy McMichael, Abe Gordon here on a Happy Hour Friday, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in, Midday Show. Leaderboard largely unchanged at Augusta National. Max Homa pulled even with Bryson DeChambeau a while ago. He still sits at 7-under. Bryson, who has now teed off and is through the first hole, 7-under. And Scottie Scheffler still got
about an hour
15 or so, hour 20. Nikolai Højgaard has popped back through, and so he's back to 4-under. Keeping an eye on him. Tiger's kind of having up and down, but he is one over in his second round.
Where do you
round
think
today
that when they make the cut, where do you think it'll be at?
Right now, it's projected at two over okay, which is all where right Tiger is at now.
Okay.
I think if Tiger can get to one over, he should be safe.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the cut's going to be even.
I don't think it would be even. I said two over. That's what I said.
He might be safe at two over, right, which is where he's at now. If he can find a way to get to one over by the end of today,
he'll be fine.
He'll play the weekend. I don't know. He'll be fine.
That's the thing about it. Because of saying fine, it'll be because of the fact that he made the cut. And that'll be one of those things. Like I said, this is going to be a long day for him. 24 holes before
23
today,
holes.
Before today.
Right. The whole competitive season, he had played 24.
Before today.
You're
that's
right
what I'm saying. All right, he played 18. Played 13 yesterday, played 5 today, and he's going to play another 18 after that. So, yeah, that's a lot of golf. Hung up on the body. The first thing I saw, and I know that I'm not the only one, how's he walking?
Good yesterday.
Yeah.
Stride a little off today.
Yeah, how's he walking?
and you know, I was watching on my drive into work. I pulled up the app and
you watch TV and Drive 8?
Bro, I use it for the audio. For any cops listening, it's just for the audio. Just for the audio.
I know, connected to the car. I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, watch some stuff on the one.
That's what I mean.
Traffic.
It's okay.
I'm barely moving. I didn't
better
hit
not
anyone
be driving your big green pickup truck while watching TV, Abe.
Yeah, I didn't hit anyone. We're all right,
dude.
But they were talking about his stride.
TV and driving. I'll never forget. Real quick, I remember when I was drafted, Abe. I went to there was this place up in Athens that put TV. I had TVs and stuff in my car, and they had this thing where, you know, usually when you're driving, the front TV wouldn't work, but they put this switch in there, and so when I would drive from Atlanta to Miami, every time I would make that drive in the car, I'd watch a movie. But it was one of the things where it's as long as you stay focused and keep straight, it's all about listening. But I glance over.
I'll tell you what. It's not all about listening. You know how psycho I am? Sometimes I'll try and watch what the other person has in, like, the seat back headrest. I'll try and figure out what they're showing.
The biggest thing, this is me back when we were growing up. Not growing up, when we had some bread to put TVs in our cars. That was a big thing when we were coming up. Was like cats. We put a movie in. Like cats be watching nasty movies. Like, why are you walking around up and down Memorial Drive with a nasty movie on in your
right
car? Yeah. Like, come on, man. Like, come on.
I mean, this kind of brings me to the question, because I am able to watch the Masters is maybe a kind of an odd term.
Because you don't really watch the Masters until
You're not locked into every single thing.
Right.
It's kind of like baseball a little bit. Baseball is probably even more passive than the Masters, but it's there. It's background noise. You can tell when you need to pay attention.
Right.
The Masters is kind of there. You're kind of zoning in and out. Oh, they're going to show a Tiger shot. Okay, let's see what he's got. Oh, they're back to DeChambeau, but I don't need to see the five golfers in between that are at two under that they're showing. Oh, look, he set himself up for a birdie putt. All right, fine. Like, he's on the second page of the leaderboard. Like, I'm not interested. So it's great passive viewing.
Right.
And that's why I can do it, I mean, while I drive.
I say that. No problem.
Other great passive viewing is going to be the NFL draft, because you tune in for 8 seconds and then you wait for 10 minutes and you tune in for another 8 seconds. And so you kind of pass the time floating that thing on, going from mute and unmute the TV. You can really keep it on mute for the first two picks, right? We kind of know what Chicago's doing.
Oh, they're taking Caleb Williams.
The second pick's interesting in terms of who, but we know what.
Yeah.
It's going to be a quarterback.
There
Washington's
so
taking a quarterback.
There are so many different, like, when you talk about this Washington pick at two, because of different ties to different players on the staff.
What really started with Drake May early on, and now it's kind of slid a lot of people towards Jaden Daniels, and who knows what the actual decision is, but it seems like it's one of those two guys.
Well, no, it's going to be one of those two guys, but I'm just talking about, like, Cliff Kingsbury has somebody that's close to the development of Drake. And then, I mean, it's just so many different things. But, no, I think Dan is going to take a quarterback.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, because go back to Chicago. Chicago, we talked about this earlier this week, Abe. Chicago's in one of those rarefied things where they're not the worst team in football. Because usually the worst team in football gets the number one pick. But
well, guess what? They traded it and still were the worst team in football.
And so if you look at it, like, Chicago is – They're a meh team. They're like the Falcons, because that's why
made some moves in the offseason.
Exactly,
though.
And that's why you like it, because of the fact is that when you look at, like, young quarterbacks that come into an organization, they usually come into a bad situation. Now, go back to Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck, number one pick for the Colts, came in. You still had Reggie and guys like that. Reggie Wayne, those boys like that. You're talking about Caleb Williams coming to a situation where you got Moore, who's a number one receiver in this league. You got Keenan Allen, all right, who's been a number one in the receiver. Then you're going to, you know, and you got a pretty a decent offensive line. You go get DeAndre Swift. You got a developing defense. So they got some stuff in Chicago. I think the biggest thing when you talk about when we're going to three right now, because that's where I want to go.
This seems to be a wild card, and I don't understand why.
You know why? And I said, Abe, hey, we talked about this, Abe, and it was this point. They don't have a lot offensively. Now, they did sign Jacoby Brissett, which I don't think anybody was shocked by that. They bring him back.
You're signing him to start?
Yes, to this year, yes.
You think so?
Yes. Yes, I think Jacoby Brissett would be the Patriots' starting quarterback.
Let me ask you then, just to follow up on that. Even if they take quarterback at three, or are you projecting them to trade out?
I think they're going to trade out.
So you do think they're trading out?
Yes.
And it's still quarterback out of that slot, but team unknown.
Yes.
Potentially Minnesota.
Yes. That's what I believe. That's what I the only reason I say this is this because
are they doing?
They got Jacoby. No, even if they draft a quarterback, the Patriots have nobody there. They have no offensive weapons. So it makes no sense to throw a young quarterback into that situation. None. You look at Chicago.
Hold on, Abe.
We talked about Chicago and their weapons.
Right.
We talked about Washington got Scary Terry, and they got dudes.
Yeah.
Who the hell New England got?
They signed someone to be their number one. Devontae, I even questioned that. Devontae Parker.
I said Jacoby will be the starting
quarterback. You guys think Drake London's not a one?
Because the thing they don't want to do, they don't want to have a Bryce Young thing. They don't want to have a Bryce Young thing when you bring him in and there's nobody for this young cat to throw the ball to.
But here's the problem with the Bryce Young thing. The problem wasn't that Bryce Young was a bum and they don't have anyone around him. The problem is they don't have the pick that they should have right now.
I agree.
Because you could get that guy.
Yes.
If you're New England, like, are you going to be that bad again to where you're in the top four, top five, able to pick that quarterback next year?
Yes.
Because that's what your your hope is that's your plan.
Yes. New England's not going to be good next year.
I don't need them to be good. They need to be bad.
I love Gerard Bell. I love him. But
he's got a long leash. They know they're rebuilding. Exactly. They know they're doing a full rebuild.
Exactly. So why wouldn't you go to a point where you can get that, you can move out, you can get some picks. You can get some dudes, and just because you got that long leash, because it's the one thing about
– For the same reason the Falcons should have picked
the one thing about the whole this is a generational quarterback class, it's such a crap thing.
Too good, too bust, too meh.
Exactly.
That's every year.
So stop saying generational.
And guess what? One of those, like, really good quarterbacks ain't going to be the first four.
No.
Someone, I don't know who.
Yeah.
A lot of people, we've talked, Emory Hunt said 2 months ago, Spencer Rattler's a guy to keep an eye on. Could develop a couple of years. It could be Joe Milton doing a Jordan Love sort of thing.
You remember this dude was supposed to be like the number one pick?
Rattler?
Yeah, after his freshman year.
Get that man a Heisman out of.
All those different things.
Yeah.
After his first year at Oklahoma.
Yep.
The dude has talent. I don't know. I forgot the gentleman's name that was on with Chris and Mike Bell yesterday, Dukes and Bell. But that's what he's talking about.
Oh, that was Sigmund Bloom, my guy.
And he was talking about, you know, how people are intrigued with this guy because he does have some skill. He does have arm talent, whatever you want to call it. Whatever arm talent means, because it's been a more –
I don't know what arm talent
means. I have no clue. Can he throw the damn football or not?
Is arm talent Joe Milton? I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Joe Milton can throw the ball through
90 yards.
This is a bulletproof glass where Bo is. Like, if anything happens.
I would have some very real questions about whether this would stand up to a bullet.
Bo behind bulletproof glass.
It's not even soundproof.
It's not soundproof?
Bro, if you talk loud enough, you can hear through
I know we can hear your ass through it, eh? So you might be right.
Half the time I start hearing you and Andy, and I look over at the board, I'm like, is the mic on?
We're just usually laughing hard.
And that's fine. That's definitely not soundproof. Very questionable whether it's bulletproof.
We'd just be cackling.
New England at three. We talked about them. Arizona at four. Do you feel like they're a possibility to trade out? Is this a JJ McCarthy thing?
If the number is right, they'll move out. But I can't. It's hard for me to believe that they're going to. Because of the fact is that they've had success right there thinking about a big-time receiver when they drafted Larry.
I was going to say.
When they drafted Larry right there. So that four, you draft Marvin Harrison, you got a Larry Fitzgerald. Marvin Harrison is legit. All right, just like the same thing.
Yeah.
I remember when Fitz was drafted.
People overthinking this?
Yes, I do.
The neighbors discussion, the Adunze talk.
I believe. When Fitz was coming out, there's nobody that questioned. Everybody's like, they're going to take damn Larry.
How much of this is just him kind of having a weird build-up to the draft?
Because you don't see this.
I know.
You're going to see more of it.
Doesn't bother me.
No.
Especially if he wins Rookie of the Year, doesn't bother me.
You're going to see more of what Marvin Harrison.
I love what he said. Yeah. I get that other teams may, and fans who enjoy the combine may selfishly. What? He didn't lose 15 pounds so he could sprint faster? He's building himself to play a season, not to shine in a turf. I love it.
Who'd listen to?
Yeah, his dad told him to.
Thank you. Thank you.
Forget this. They know what you can do. Yep. You've shown what you can do. Well, let's get you ready for a season, not for a workout.
Hey, what hall is his dad in?
Fame?
Yeah.
Multiple Hall of Fame, I imagine.
Yeah.
That one's, don't overthink it. Don't overthink it at 4. Don't overthink it at 8. You just trade back. You know what we've got to do. All right, when we come back, we got a couple things in store for you here on the Midday Show. If I hadn't told you already, the Midday Show is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. It is a weekend full of spring games. We got Georgia Tech and Georgia on Saturday. Chris Thomas is going to be at the Grindhouse there in Athens starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. But Georgia State has their spring game today starting at 4 o'clock. And a guy that's going to be a big part of their spring game festivities, Pastor Troy, is going to join us on the other side. It is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Goes the same way. It still hits the same way.
You don't have to tell me.
Still hits the same way. Last song on the playlist. This is 98. The last song on the playlist before you go on the field. And you're sitting in the locker.
So that's what I'm saying.
And you're sitting there just waiting. And then you crack it up. And it's like, and then they're like,
that's exactly what I'm saying.
Like, let's go.
This is my point. This is my point from earlier.
This ain't no guilty pleasure right here. This is your
pleasure. It can't be on the running mix. You get too amped. You get too hyped. It cannot be on the running mix.
Please.
It's a sprint.
Man, please.
This is the song that you play for the last, three-tenths of a mile that you just.
What?
That's exactly what I'm going to talk about.
Man, I.
It is a weekend full of spring games. We got G-Day tomorrow. Again, we mentioned Chris Little Thomas going to be at the.
Did you just call that man Chris Little?
Turtle?
Oh, I think he said Chris Little Thomas.
I don't know. Somehow Chris Turtle Thomas has become a thing. Because I call him CT, and I'm the only one who does it. You do it too.
Yeah.
Some people call him, I guess, Chris, and then they call him on Dukes and Bell Turtle. And then we did a show together, and it was for our appearance at the Cheetah, they tagged it as Chris Turtle Thomas.
Yeah,
but and
do y'all like each other?
Yeah.
Okay. All
right. I mean, I can't speak for him.
Just making sure. All
right. You think no one likes me, or I don't like anyone? I like everyone.
Exactly. And we like you because you're our brother. Like we had to jump Joe Patrick one day, thinking there was gonna be some stuff.
Oh,
man.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, man. We thought we were gonna have him Joe Patrick up. It's like, hey, Joe. He's one of us.
Yeah.
So we got the
troublemaker. So we got G-Day. Like I said, Chris is going to be at the Grindhouse there starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow. G-Day is going to be rocking. Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to see Carson Beck, but it'll be interesting to see Gunnar Stockton and some questions about the receiver group. Dylan Bell, is he the one this year?
He's going to be nice, man.
Of course he is.
But we got to go to the waitforit.com hotline because my dog is up in this thing. What up, Pete?
What's up, baby?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
How you feel?
You know me, dog. I'm always good, man. It's always good to have you on the show, P.
You already know it.
As everything that you do for everything. So talk to us about what's going on today over there at Georgia State, P.
Man, today, man, Georgia State is having their spring game, man. It's the first game under the new head coach, Mr. Dale McGee, and we're about to have some fun over there, man. I'm performing for her halftime. We're just about to get that energy going at Georgia State, man. It's the middle of the city, man. We got to make sure they get some good representation.
Okay. All right, Pete, because me and you, we went back, what is it, 99, 98? Well, I ain't going to say how long we've been going back there. But my thing is, our producer just played the song, and then we ready, and all us, we lost our mind when that would come on. Back then, think back to then, Pete, to now. Because I know, obviously, you're going to do it today. Did you think it would be as big, as long as it has been?
Man, you know what's so beautiful about it, man? It just went down from, like, generation to generation. The uncles taught the nephews about it, and all the football teams and stuff like that that play and get hyped to it, man. I really just appreciate all the coaches and the marching bands and stuff like that, man. They really kept my legacy alive, man. It's sports music, man. Right. It's sports music. And you know how that goes. Yeah, never die.
And if you haven't figured out yet from the song from the intro, it's Pastor Troy joining
man,
us.
I got so excited. I know, it's P.
Well,
I got excited talking to the fam, man. That was it.
When I text him, I just say PT as well. So,
baby. You know it.
The interesting thing to me here, is the last album of yours that I bought was Stay True back in 2006.
That's one of my joints, man.
And so the question I have is, how much connected are you to the athletes that are in college today? Are they, like, familiar with what you've meant to the city musically in the entertainment game? I mean, your song, like Randy said, the songs are timeless, and they're going to amp people up for the next 50 years before they step out on that field.
Yeah, man. You know what, man? Like I say, a lot of the boys, man, it's been carried down so much, especially coming out of Georgia schools and stuff like that. Like the boys at University of Georgia, it's on the playlist in the locker room yearly. You feel me, man? So it's almost like a rite of passage that you got to know this song, man. This is one of our anthems. So I appreciate that, man, and I love it, man. It's so dope. Even with what I'm doing with the Atlanta Falcons and the whole Dirty Birds Nest and stuff like that, man. It's 1,000 seats over there, man. All these people behind me, and they just, with my command, go crazy. We go crazy all together. Boo. We boo together, man. So it's just fun, man. I'm so appreciative that the city put me in these kind of situations.
Hey, Troy, when you look at, you know, because you said you're doing stuff with the Falcons and everything, and obviously Kirk Cousins is over here. They got the 8th overall pick. What? Tell me something. First
Kirk,
of all, I got to ask you that about that. Tell me about this draft, Troy. Where do you think these Falcons need to go?
Man, you know we want one. We need us an edge, man. We need us an edge. If we can get that boy from Alabama, I hope he's still around, man. This is the first time since Julio I've been saying I needed somebody from Alabama.
He's still going to be around. I guarantee you that. He's going to be there at 8, if that's the choice.
You think he'll be there?
If you're staying at 8, he's definitely there. Yeah, he's not going off the board before that. So,
man, well –
The other big offseason discussion here in Atlanta is going to be the Hawks. And you know, not to go like all Twilight on people, but is it Team DeJounte or Team Trey? Is it, you know, Edward or, you know, with Bella? What's going on there? But how do you see the offseason playing out for the Atlanta Hawks?
You know what, man? When I heard Trey on an interview talking about it's a lot of stars that didn't play for the same team, it made me feel better for him because – it just felt like we needed another basketball with him, Delonte, and Trey on the court at the same time, man. You feel what I'm saying? Right. I feel like, man, if we could get Trey and get us a big man with Delonte, I'll take that deal, brother.
Hey, last one, P.
I'm waiting for him to blow me up on IG, man. Is that Pastor Troy DSGB? Y'all gonna call?
That's all you gotta say, man. Because you know we all that though. We all know. But when you came out with that DSGB, you're like, everybody like, what's that? Yeah. Don't even worry about it because you don't know. You don't know that. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hey, Troy. Troy, last one. What Rondé at, man?
Man, you know, looking for me. I ain't been home since we made the song. Y'all so crazy, man. Your boy Pastor Troy, man, we down in Georgia State, man. It's free for all. It starts at 4 p.m., man. I'll be performing at halftime, man. Much love, ATL. I appreciate it, 92.
All right, fam. Yeah, be good, man. You know, I'm going to see you on the block. All right, brother?
All right. God bless.
All right, brother.
It's going to be a beautiful day out there, too. Man. So, I mean, really blessed in terms of the weather there. They're going to catch some of that in Augusta, too, because they're going to catch a little bit of wind, but, man, it's expected to be gorgeous the next couple of days there.
Because I was looking at the weather, it's like, damn, it's going to be sick. But, like, next week, it's going to be, like, 80. It's like, you know, it's tanning weather. Well, I don't want to say that. Because the only person like
that we just talked about not being out in the sun.
Me and you, we can rock. Because me and you, we got to be in the shade.
Yeah.
Like, Bo want to lay out in that sun. Like, I'm good.
I don't even want to be in the shade, if we're being honest. I want to be in the air conditioning.
Dude, I love sitting outside. But, like, my wife bought all these fancy, umbrellas. Like, we got
Frompon type things.
Yeah, them things are nice. We got the crank ones, and then we got the ones with the little pin. Like,
it's okay now. Yeah. I don't want to be out sweating just sitting there.
Dude.
If I'm going to be sweating, it's because I'm doing physical activity. I don't like just sitting and sweating, so that's just me. We got a couple minutes left. I know Bo's got a couple things to get off his mind. Let's hit a back page.
What you got?
Man, something about that yellow sun, man. Just it feels like I draw my power from it.
You're crazy. It looks pretty right now, but I won't be
outside. Superman? You draw your power from the sun? Get out of here.
When the sun is out versus a cloudy day, I literally feel so much more energized versus being cold. Like, it could be 70 outside. If the sun's covered up, I feel cold. Got to be in the sun. And I usually only lay out in the sun if there's a swim pool nearby.
Could you please stop saying lay out?
Why?
Because when I think layout, my wife.
The first step is laying out. Second step is getting oiled up. The third step is turning over.
My wife said, babe, I'm going to backyard layout. I think of that.
What's another word for it?
We got to come up
chill in the sun.
We got to come up
chill out in the sun, man.
We got to come.
Get me an ice chest with some beers in it.
Yes. Don't say, but then you sit in the sun.
Lay in the sun. Because I usually lay down.
Chill in the sun.
Just chilling. Chill in the sun.
Chill in the sun, man.
Chill in the sun. There you go.
There we go.
So can we
I'm just out in it.
Can we take a few moments to recognize the man in his last Masters call with what he thinks is one of his two most favorite calls? Here's Mr. Vern Lundquist.
Well, here it comes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. In your life, have you seen anything like that?
I'm not big on rankings typically, but Tiger in 05, Jack in 86.
Yeah, it's one and 1A.
Yeah.
And
which is one?
well, I give slight deference to the older guy.
Oh, man. Hey, man. I love Uncle Vern. Love Uncle Vern. And there's nothing like a Masters with Uncle Vern. It really is.
It kind of caught me off guard, to be honest, yesterday when I tuned in and he was right there, as he always is. At 16, and the interesting, he knows that hole so well. He's been calling that specific hole for so long. It's interesting, you know, to hear him talk about where they need to be playing. And I don't know, I was almost caught off guard. I forgot he was still calling the Masters, and then I'm like, wait, is that Vern? It has to be Vern. Sounds like Vern. He's 16.
But I think the one thing about it is, like, who's going to do it?
This is the don't follow Nick Saban
thing? You know
what I'm
saying?
Who's going to call?
Who's going to do it after Vern? After Uncle Vern?
Who do they want to bury at 16?
I don't know.
Faldo, get out there.
All right, one more for you. Here's another great... In kind of a weird call between Sacramento and New Orleans the other night, here's Kevin Harlan trying to explain to people that it's not great to waste food.
Pelicans hold on. Driving into Murray. Somebody's thrown something on the floor. 46 seconds to go and a whistle blew. It's a chicken wing. Why would someone throw something that good out on the floor? It's crispy. It's warm.
Yes.
And I almost had to go out. I'm so hungry.
I hear your stomach over here growling.
If anybody in the
is
world,
that where we are now?
If anybody in the world would have said it would not have been as good as Harlan.
Kevin Harlan's the goat of calling non-action.
The voice, everything. Somebody, if you don't know that, it was the Pelicans playing last night, and somebody threw a chicken wing on the court. Now the only thing was, is like, were they just? You know what? I ain't gonna say that because Zion looking good. Like, was that a distraction to Zion?
Boy. That's where you're headed with that?
I was.
I was just curious as if it was a whole chicken wing or just a chicken bone.
You was it a no half-eaten wing?
You can't be throwing no damn chicken bones on the court, man.
Well, if I'm going to pick one of the two, it's going to be a bone and not a whole chicken wing.
I agree with that, too.
Come on
with
now.
The grizzle on top or no?
Just the bone. Australia.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, okay, bone.
I'm going to eat the chicken before I throw the
bone. I think it was at least partially the meat was still there.
Because that's the one thing I know about my boy Abe. I've watched Abe eat outside that one time. He had them damn them chicken nuggets that were disguised as something else. I don't watch my boy eat chicken wing. Oh, he gets after it. He gets after it.
I'm cleaning it up.
He gets after.
My problem is sometimes I chip the bone, too. I mean, my teeth are getting, I just eat half a bone, too. All right, when we come back, final hour, we will get to The biggest story of the day. We're going to figure out what that is in our break here. Probably the Masters. We might talk a little more Masters. Coming your way. Final hour of the Midday Show. Abe Gordon here. And Randy McMichael. We got Bo Johnson as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.